It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Kyle Bailey with Mary Gilbert, our local real estate expert. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Kyle. I'm excited to be here and dive into the latest trends in our housing market.
Well, let's get right to it. New listings. What are we seeing?
So, yeah, we saw a significant increase. In March, we saw 173 new listings, which is up 24.5% from the 139 homes listed in March of last year. So even more impressive, that's a 46.6% increase from February of this year when we had just 118 new listings.
That is quite a jump. What about pending sales?
Yeah, pending sales are also on the rise. In March, we had 137 homes go under contract, which is a 23.4% increase compared to March of last year and a 21.2% jump from February. So this indicates a strong buyer activity despite some challenges in the market.
That's interesting. Now, what about closed sales? Did we see the same type of growth there?
Actually, closed sales tell a slightly different story. So while 98 homes closed in March, that's down 13.3% compared to the 113 closings in March of last year. However, we did see an 11.4% increase from February's 88 closings. So there is some positive momentum month over month.
Got it. So what's inventory looking like? And how long are homes staying on the market?
So inventory is holding steady at 4.4 months, which gives buyers a bit more choice compared to the tight markets we've seen in the past. So market time is also improving, with homes now spending an average of 106 days on the market. So they're selling a bit faster than before.
And now, looking at a kind of the bigger picture, how does the year-to-date data compare to last year?
Yeah, so comparing the first quarter of 2025 to the same period in 2024, we've had a 9.6% increase in new listings. We've had 4.9% more pending sales, but closed sales are down a bit, down 5.1%. So while more homes are coming on the market and going under contract, finalizing those transactions has been a bit slower.
Now that makes sense. What about home prices? Have they been affected?
Yeah, so we're seeing some price adjustments. Average sales price for year-to-date through March 2025 compared to year-to-date March of 2024 has dropped 3.3%. going from $352,100 last year to $340,500 this year. For that same time period, the median sales price has also dipped 2.3% from $328,700 to $321,000. So this suggests a slight cooling in pricing, which could benefit buyers looking for better deals.
And how did the 12-month averages compare to the previous period?
So good news there. The average sales price has actually increased by 1.1%, rising from $349,000 to $352,700. The median sales price has also gone up by 1.5%, moving from $320,000 to $324,900. So this indicates that despite some month-to-month fluctuations, home values are maintaining a steady upward trend over the long run.
Wow, great insight there. What about those looking to buy or sell? What's your advice for right now?
Right. For sellers, pricing your home competitively is key. And with inventory increasing, presentation matters more than ever. For buyers, the market is offering more choices, and with prices stabilizing, it's still a good time to explore your options.
Oh, fantastic advice there. Thanks for sharing the insights. Now, talk about the last 7 days, how they went, and how the month ended.
Yeah, so here's a quick snapshot of the most recent trends in our market. So over the past week, we've seen shifts in activity that highlight where the market is heading. So for coming soon new listings, those are an uptick. We had 5 in the last 7 days, up from 3 the last 4 weeks. We had 16 coming soon new listings. New on the market had a big jump in the last 7 days, 64 new listings on the market compared to 42 in the prior week. In the last 4 weeks, we're seeing 183 new listings back on the market. We had 22 come back on in the last 7 days. Two sellers negotiated bumpable sales on their properties. There's no short sale pendings. Price changes also had a bump to 59 price changes in the last 7 days. That's up from 45 in the prior 7 days. 168 for the last 4 weeks. Pendings, we saw 52. That's also a huge jump. The prior week, we only saw 25 pendings. So in the last 4 weeks, we had 162 pendings. Sold properties, 38. That's also a bump from the prior 7 days. So in the last 4 weeks, we had 105 sold properties.
Wow. So interesting data there. What about some of the listings that are on the market right now?
Yeah. So if we're looking for an affordable house, there's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath manufactured home, 784 square feet, centrally located in Roseburg. It's only at $140,000. So you could own your own house and also own the land that it sits on. And this house is getting new flooring. So pretty affordable deal for someone.
I see an older one here out on Buckhorn Road. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so if someone's looking for a fixer-upper, this is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,500 square foot home on 0.85 of an acre, offered for sale at $250,000. So great little location, could be a great home to flip or rehab for yourself.
And a house that I could just about see if I walked outside, up the street here, an older house that is pretty cool looking.
It is. I love the homes on Winchester Street. So this is just behind the radio station and the news review, 693 Northeast Winchester Street. Large home, over 2,500 square feet, 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath, 0.18 of an acre. This was built in 1960. It's kind of got that mid-century modern flair. Offered for sale at $435,000. This has got the covered porch, fully fenced backyard, separate garden area. It feels like your own private park. It's got fruit trees, lush landscaping, and major systems have been updated around 2020 to 2024. So one-of-a-kind home.
Very cool. Now, here's four words for you. Actually, four words. Recently updated river property.
Yeah, exactly. Check out this house at 165 Lind Court in Winchester. Towards the end of Page Road, you're on the North Umpqua River. 3-bedroom, 3-bath, 1,935 square feet on 0.62 of an acre. Offered for sale at $684,000. So these homes on Lind Court don't come up very often. Go check it out.
And out in Winchester, somebody needs a lot of space. How about 3,800 square feet?
Yeah, somebody needs a lot of space. This house is 4-bedroom, 2 full baths, 2 half baths, offered for sale at $750,000. It's on a generous sized lot, 0.36 of an acre. It's got an RV garage. It has an in-ground pool. It has an in-home movie theater. I mean, what else could you ask for? This house has it all. So, and it's on 257 Martha Drive, and you got those low county taxes out there with city services.
Now, here's a unique one out in Melrose, and if you thought 3,800 was big for square footage, wait till you hear this one.
Yeah, 2008-built log home, 500 West Ridge Lane. This is on 5 acres, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2 half baths, 6,500 square feet, offered just under $2.7 million. This is a Western Red Cedar log home. Built by Pioneer Log Homes. It's got massive vaulted ceilings, massive log beams, hickory wood floors, you know, nice catwalk. It's got a hidden door, miner style entrance, and there's a hidden like man cave. So anyways, a unique home in the Umpqua Valley, just under $2.7 million.
Well, if that's a little high for your dollar, what about $1 million property?
Well, this is kind of an interesting story. 640 Cherokee Avenue. I had the honor of selling this house. 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 2,300 square feet. Was listed for $995. It sold for $1.2 million. I had a VA buyer getting 100% loan. We beat out two other cash buyers to get this family this home. So, well, pretty good story.
Incredible. As we wrap up, what about open houses this weekend? Anything?
Yeah, so we got an open house today out in, I'm sorry. We do have them out in Green today, so check it out.
And for calling and contacting you, what do people do?
Yep, you can stop by our office, 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, and you can always give us a call, 541-371-5500.
All right, Mary Gilbert, wrapping up local real estate today and concluding the morning report. KQEN News Time is 9 o'clock.